Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
They want to hear about talk sports, damn it.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Orlando's always one step ahead, baby.
And James Strebel.
You're done, Louisville. You're done, Louisville basketball, Matt. You better be glad you got that video out last year, big boy.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Texter says you could make it up to Clint by keeping him away from Blankenbaker for a year. Yeah, okay.
That is very nice.
Question, does Blankenbaker try to move up on the friend rankings with Clint and try
to
replace you?
Andy wanted to know if Mark was invited anyway.
No. I don't think so. I don't know. I'm still sick over this. I am ill. I am physically ill over this.
Hour here. We roll along as always. The 5 o'clock hour here on The Take on ESPN 680 105.7, presented by Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. They've been in this market for more than 25 years, and they got you covered. Spirits, wine, beer, premium cigars. You know all the locations of Cox's Spirit Shops and then the two locations of Evergreen Liquors. All that great, great craft beer selection, and they are delivering. Cox's Louisville. com. We just have ESPN here. We have Around the Horn on. It's got Baffert. We got Bozich. We got Bozich chasing Baffert after the Kentucky Derby. And that has been the big story today. Do you have any take? I haven't got Strebel's take on any of this. I figured you wouldn't have really that strong of an opinion. No offense, just no, because I know you didn't, don't really care. We have just been having fun with it.
Yeah.
The Baffert-Patino comparisons, and really just Baffert losing people who once believed in him and that are really, really sad.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised by the connection there, and it's a little odd, actually. So that's it, man.
I guess my take, and I mentioned it earlier in the first hour, one was, this all the excuses and all the bad breaks that Bob Baffert's just been getting and all these weird
stuff. Tainted hay.
Yeah, tainted hay.
Oats.
Icy hot packs. Oats, all these things, a sneaky guy with a syringe sneaking into the barn the night before the Derby, injecting the horse, all these things. And then also I was very curious.
By the way, I had a hot take for Perrin.
Did
someone brought up that, maybe someone snuck into the, it was
the
a
barn.
Conspiracy theory that someone snuck into the barn,
yeah,
or was let into the barn. I'm like, I think it's a police officer that's there. That's a shot at the police.
Yeah, like they're that's just what I text come on in.
That's what I text Perrin. I go, throw that at the caller. See how that goes. Catch that backtrack.
That
I was like, come on, let's go, PJ.
But I was wondering also what the fallout would be. People that love Bob Baffert and people that sing his praises. I mean, we had like Pat Forty just released a column. I haven't been able to read it yet, but I mean, he was singing his praises last Wednesday when he was on the show and talking about how great he is and everything he touches turns to gold. And now I want to go and read what Pat Forty has to say, because he seemed like a guy that was really in Baffert's corner. And I have Drew, I'm very close to Baffert, being very sad about what's going on. Like, what's the backlash?
I don't know.
Close, but he likes Baffert.
Well, Pat Forty's article came out yesterday.
I just saw it. I really just saw it retweeted on my timeline. I even went on Sports Illustrated. I did. I looked today. I typed in Pat Forty's name.
You're unbelievable.
Pat Forty's name in the search in Sports Illustrated, and that did not come up. I promise. I swear to God, I did that.
Pat Forty also was on with Drew this morning.
Was he? Well, what does he think about it?
Oh, I knew you didn't know.
I did.
I knew you didn't know. You've been so zoned out.
I'm not zoned out.
This show, Mitch, this show, I don't have anything other than finding this story kind of funny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have any serious takes on it.
Well, what take should we have? I mean, he's going to get smacked. He's getting smacked. Is what's
what
gonna happen.
Does it do for the Derby? If you can here, Mitch, give me something from the Baffert file. Give me a couple of these. We need to play these and be super serious here in the 5 o'clock hour.
I know when Churchill Downs came out with that statement, that was pretty harsh. And I think they had to just, you know, it's, you know, with all the noise going out, you know, we live in a different world now. This America's different. And it was like a cancel culture kind of a thing. So they're reviewing it. I haven't been told anything. We're prepared to run. I can't see
but,
them.
But under the rules, does your team get to review the results, or is that left with the horse officials?
No, it goes. There's a long process. There'll be a split sample, and then there'll be a hearing. And it's going to take months. This isn't done within a week, and it's a long period.
But you're here to say that Bob Baffert's team did not cheat to win the Kentucky Derby.
We did not cheat to win the Kentucky Derby.
How about that?
I mean, the cancel culture thing.
Well, he's on Fox News.
It's not like, and obviously he's pandering to that base. I get it. He's trying to get sympathy by saying cancel culture.
Cancel culture is not wanting to have any repercussions for your actions.
Cancel culture.
That's what cancel culture is.
Cancel culture is someone saying an off-color joke that's insensitive and then getting, like you said, repercussions for it and not wanting them, or misspeaking. This isn't that. It's a drug test. This isn't an off-cuff remark. This isn't something you said 10 years ago that could be brought back and paint you as something completely different. This is a fail. This is cut and dry. This isn't misspeaking.
Look at him. He's giving takes. No, look at now he's ain't. Look at
yeah,
he's doing
angry.
Sports radio
because
for no reason. Why are you mad that he said cancel culture?
Because it's crap. It's
funny.
Complete crap.
It's funny. It's
but
funny.
It's crap.
Well, you're not laughing. You're angry.
No, I'm not angry. It's crap.
Texas says, Mitch, why would you get a babysitter on Mother's Day? The mother wants to be with her kid.
That's
it's
what
Mother's
I said.
Day.
You don't
yeah,
know that.
That's exactly what I said. Moms want to be around their kids. Well, most moms want to be around the kids on Mother's Day.
Some don't. Some want nothing to do with the kids. It's my day.
Damn. It's my day. I don't want
nothing
to do with the kids. Kid brings up a card to mom. He throws it in the garbage. I don't want this. It's my day.
Texas says, forget Patino. Baffert is drifting into the My Pillow Guy territory.
There you go.
Texas says there's no way Strebel went to Sports Illustrated and typed in Pat Forty's name. That's a lie.
I promise.
Yeah, I let
everything.
I let it go.
If I had my laptop in here right now, I could show you the history.
Mitch, do you believe that? I would love. You know
I
what?
I promise.
Deal. I would love that laptop history.
It's
I would
really,
love.
You'll be disappointed.
I don't know if we will.
It's a sea of blue. It's Twitter.
You act like you don't
Facebook.
Have a. You act like you don't have one or two things that if we pressed one button and it auto-filled, that wouldn't be a little bit embarrassing.
I promise.
No way.
Look, man, I'm all about covering my tracks. I know how to do things. I know how to clear histories and cookies and all that stuff.
we know you know how to clear cookies.
Is that a fat joke?
Yeah, well, he's not fat anymore.
Mitch flew over the fat joke. I like that, Mitch.
I couldn't resist.
Mitch, how is your weekend?
Do we want to get into it?
Well, we might. You give me one or two more Bafferts. Give me something Baffert. Why is it happening? Give me something Baffert.
Why is it happening?
Just
to me?
For the why?
Why?
What is it used for when it is used?
It's a I don't. It's an anti-inflammatory. So
you'd use it in joint injections.
I'm not. You have to talk to a vet. All right.
What's your plan for the investigation, Rob?
I don't know what's going on in racing right now, but there's something not right.
He didn't say anything.
That's Baffert saying he doesn't know what he already knows. Yes, go ahead, Mitch. Everyone wants to know about your weekend.
Okay, where do you want to start? Give me
at
a starting
point. At the beginning.
Point.
Oh, yeah.
So Friday, like right after
slept.
We get done with the show?
Yeah, Friday you went to the cycle bar, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, we went to the cycle bar. I showed up late. They already started, so that was fun. That killed my body. I never want to do it again. Actually, it wasn't that bad. I actually had a decent time. I biked like 15 miles.
Nice.
Yeah, so we do that.
Are you Big Easy?
Yeah. I felt like Big Easy.
By the way, I have found out more and more have Strebel and I about Big Easy.
Yeah.
People at New Albany, they're done with Big Easy.
They're kind of moving on from Big Easy.
They're moving on. Big Easy has lost
a lot. That's a lie.
No, it's not.
He has lost quite a bit of cachet within the last calendar year.
He's getting
I haven't verified, Mitch.
He's getting a little too big for his britches.
He absolutely is.
Yeah.
Right. There's some murmuring going on in McCripe Millie. Don't act like it. I got moles everywhere.
He does.
You hear that, Big Easy? I got some moles.
Andy had moles at the ballpark this Saturday.
You're damn right I did.
Saturday.
I saw you. Don't worry about what I'm doing. All right, go ahead. So Friday, you go to this big cycle bar. You have a good time. I saw the picture. You were, of course, all the way in the back.
Right.
Could barely see your little freckled face. Now,
smiling.
Yeah, you were smiling. Then what?
The only thing about the cycle bar is I'm glad I was not the last guy, like in the standings or whatever. Like they give you the report when you're done. I was not the last guy, so I know
good.
I'm not the fattest in the group or whatnot. So yeah, so my plan Saturday was to get up early and go to driving range and like have like a good morning before we had to get over there because we had to get over there at noon. That did not come to fruition. I did not wake up till 10:30, so I was stressed, and I had to shower real quick, get my things in order before I headed over there, lifted over there because I know I was not going to be able in any state to drive home once this wedding was over with, so doing a responsible thing. So we show up at noon. The ceremony does not start till 5.
Gotcha, yeah.
So
5 hours, man. There you go.
So the plan was to get there at 12, drink some beers, play some cornhole, just hang out, have some bro time before the bridesmaids get there, which was like around 3 o'clock. So we drank beer for like 3 hours. And we also have our groomsman gift was these little flasks that have our face on them. Great groomsman gift. And so we were supposed to have those as well because we're getting pictures with them. And the groom told us to fill it with our favorite liquor. So I filled mine with some Tito's vodka. So, we're doing pulls from the flask, and we're drinking some beer, and we're hanging out.
Oh, man.
And then finally, the bridesmaids get there. It is pictures time. So we do all the pictures things, and finally people start showing up. And there's no the only people who have alcohol are the groomsmen. And so I still have this flask, and I want to kill it before the ceremony starts. So I'm just going up to random people. I was like, hey, do you want some alcohol? And they're like, of course. And so I hand them the flask, and we're just taking pulls from the flask. And so I wasn't, like, super drunk for the ceremony, but I was, like, a little tipsy. Like, we walked down the aisle fine. Like, me and the bridesmaid had a laugh, We did the ceremony. We did the damn thing.
What do you mean you had a,
laugh?
What do you mean by
that? Mean? I'm intrigued by that.
You guys were just, you guys had a fine time. She held your arm, right?
Yes. Back and forth?
She held the arm?
Yes. I made a joke during the reception, or not the reception, the rehearsal dinner, because we had to go down some steps. I was like, oh boy, these steps are going to be a problem come Saturday. And so when we approached the steps, I was a little tipsy, so I giggled, and then she giggled, remembering that I said that. But we did fine.
So you guys shared a giggle.
Well, giggle.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. And so
that's cute.
And so they do the ceremony. The bride's Jewish, so we got the old mazel tov. So that was cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was cool. I've never gotten to do that before. It was awesome.
So was it a traditional Jewish wedding or not? Or like a mixture, like a hybrid?
Yeah. It was like a hybrid.
Nice.
I think it's the only Jewish thing we did. But then we went, so we walked back out, or we walked back down to the hall, and they had drinks waiting there for us. So drinking some champagne, and then they opened up the cocktail hour. At this point, I'm a politician. I'm going around. I've been to two weddings, like, outside of my family. Both of them I've been in. One of them was one of my high school best friends, and that wedding was fun. This is gonna come off bad, but his wedding was fun, but I really didn't know, like, his bride because he met in college, and, like, I didn't know a lot of the people there. Like,
gotcha.
there's a couple people from high school that I knew.
But this one was all you. This was the
This one was, I've known the bride and groom for, like, years.
Nice.
All our college buddies are there.
Now, can I ask you something?
Yeah, what's up?
The bride has a sister.
Yes.
Oh.
She is single, yes?
No, she's not.
Okay.
Oh. Why? Is Coop asking?
Coop alleges he's crawled into DMs.
Yeah. Coop was hitting me up on Saturday.
Okay, whoa. There we go. Hang on, let me find it. If we're just going to do this, we're going to do it.
I'll call him now straight up.
Here we go. You ready for this?
Oh, yes.
At 4:24 on Saturday, I told Mitch to tell T-Cam's wife's sister I said, what's up?
All the way from Greece, and
wherever you had some sort of Robert E. Lee Confederate soldier behind you, and the picture that you took.
It was in our groomsmen suite. I don't know what it was. So I do.
It was an old Confederate soldier.
Old Stonewall Jackson back there.
Yeah, I know what it was.
So the cocktail hour, I'm bouncing around talking to all these people I haven't seen in forever. And so all this time, like, I'm drinking the entire time. Vodka sodas was my drink of the night, yeah. And so I come across, and this is if you're really listening to the show, T-Scan's neighbors are, like, big Miami fans.
Okay.
And so whenever Louisville played Miami in football, I went over to their house to watch the game because he had, like, this projector thing. And, like, I've met them a couple of times now through me going over to T-Scam's house to do whatever. And so they see me there. They call me Radio. That's like my nickname. They call me Radio.
Radio, I like that. Radio.
Every time they saw me at the reception, they brought a shot over.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow, Mitch.
So I'm ripping shots with these guys. I'm drinking my vodka sodas. We've had champagne. Your boy's drinking a lot. And so So we eat dinner, and after dinner, they open up, or they do the speeches. They open up the dance floor, you know.
Here we go.
And so, I go outside, and the bridesmaid I walked with is out there. I say, "Hey, you want to go grab a drink?" She's like, "Yeah, let's go grab a drink."
Oh yes.
So we go grab a drink, and we talk.
You're maximum, like you can't feel your body at this point.
You're floating.
So this is the moment that you have to talk to a woman.
Yeah,
I would agree with that. It might have been a little bit before then, because it sounds like you're in terrible shape, but. Good enough.
Yes.
Okay, so you approach a woman during this wedding.
Yeah, so
we outside.
So we grab a drink and we talk a little bit, and then my buddies call me over.
Oh, and there it is.
I went to go talk to them. They got me another shot, and I'm sitting there talking with them, seeing what the plans are for after the ceremony. Because I was like, I'm down to go out. I'm down to go wherever. They said they were going to another buddies of ours house. And I was like, let me call you after I leave to let me know the vibe. Because here's what I love my friends, but this is what they do all the time. They go to a buddy's house. They just sit there and do nothing. And then everyone's too hammered to, you know,
that's no fun,
leave or order an Uber. So you just stay there.
You got to go out after the wedding with all the party. You go to a bar.
So that's why I had to go home anyways to change, to let my dog out before I did anything. So I was like, let me call you guys afterwards. Somewhere in the middle here, I lost track of time. Because after I said that, I don't know if I browned out. If I blacked out for like an hour, I don't know. All I know is after I had that conversation with them, I walked inside and there was no one inside. It was midnight. The wedding was over. And so the best man, his brother, is like, "Mitch, we got to go. They're not kicking us out, but they're like, you got to start, you know, shuffling things out." And I'm looking around and I'm like, there's like 40 people in this dance floor like 30 minutes ago. I was like, where the hell did everyone go? And so I walk up to the groomsmen suite, pack my stuff, and I was like, I got to order an Uber or something. They're like, oh, no. It's like one of our family members will take you home. So one of their family members drove my drunk ass home. I called my friends. I was like, hey, where are you guys at? And they're like, oh, we're at this buddy's house. I was like, be honest. I was like, what's the vibe there? And they're like, not very good. We're probably going to go home like in an hour. And I was like, all right. And so I passed out. I woke up with all my clothes on. All my lights were on in my apartment at 5 o'clock in the morning. And then I went golfing at 8:30.
Oh, wow.
Man. Oh, you had to feel terrible.
Yes. I did feel terrible.
So you blacked out and forgot everything.
I guess I did.
Well, you text us at 10:45.
Yeah.
Same.
You texted us?
Oh, you don't remember that? You texted us.
No,
I
failed.
Text. Yes.
That yeah, was, that you failed. You
I failed.
Said, I failed, and I didn't have the heart to respond. I just left
so
it
So that
alone.
Was at 10:45.
So you were talking to this young lady.
Yes.
You got up to take shots. You were near the dance floor. Next thing you remember, the place is empty.
And you're standing there.
And there's an old
lady
taking
you home. So I lost an hour there. I lost an hour to where I don't remember anything.
Well, it sounds like you lost more than an hour.
No, because we had to leave at noon.
So what did the bridesmaids do?
Well, you mean what did they do?
Like, where did they go? Where did everyone go to the house?
I have no idea.
So you haven't talked to this bridesmaid at all? Like, this was
your,
so you,
it's your moment.
Do you believe you ruined the moment?
Yes.
I think your
probably.
friends ruined the moment. Because they called you.
Blame the friends. No. Mitch has to make decisions.
Well, that's a good point.
He picked taking shots and blacking out with the bros
over
instead of talking to this
lady. When it comes down to it, yes. That Andy's right.
Yeah. I was going to be nice to you, Mitch, but
why
it's
are you being
true.
Nice to Mitch? When was the last time he's been nice? Why do you feel bad for Mitch?
Because
he did what he wanted to do.
He had an opportunity to perhaps, you know, make a relationship happen and make some progress with a young lady. And his boy, you know, your boys look over, and they should see you talking to this girl and be like, hey,
I mean,
well, they're all
Mitch.
Worried about themselves.
You get out of the way.
I mean, I could have done that in the hour I don't remember, but so I'm trying to piece together my night live on radio. I text you guys at 10:45. I failed.
Yeah, I failed.
That means after we got done talking and my friends called me over and I was talking with them, and then I lost her. I don't know where she went.
I lost her.
Say that to the biggest.
And then there's an hour there where I don't remember anything.
See, what
did you dance? Are there any photos or
no,
anything?
I remember dancing. I'm sure there's photos somewhere.
See, what I was afraid was going to happen is like you went and you took shots with your bros and you looked back over and there's another guy standing there talking to her.
That wouldn't be good.
That's what I thought had happened.
That wouldn't
I mean,
be
that,
good at all.
That
maybe
certainly
that
could have been a possibility. Like I said,
Did she go home with somebody else?
I have no idea. I'm telling you, one thing I remember talking to my friends about what the plans are for the rest of the night. The next thing I know, I'm walking into the venue, and there's no one there.
I just can't believe that you all – I mean, there's always – you go from the reception to a bar. That's what you do. Every wedding I've ever been a part of – that's what happened.
Yeah, that's what we did. That was the cocktail hour. Like you said, boy was making the rounds, talking to people, seeing people who I haven't seen
that's
in
when the real
in
stuff
years.
Happens, is at the bar after the reception. Then you go, and then you get down to the nitty-gritty. Then it's like 11:30 p.m., midnight, and that's the magic hour after the reception.
I know. I blacked out the magic hour, Strebel.
By the way, I'm seeing all the texts. 437.
I know. They're crushing me.
Yeah, well, I mean, the whole radio thing. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I kind of like it. Hey, radio!
Wanted me to give him a shout-out on air, so there's a shout-out on air. They fed me shots all night. I like these guys. These guys are cool.
Well, Texter made a great point. The Miami fans roofied Mitch.
They may have.
A little roofie in there.
I mean, they fed me at least 4 or 5 shots. And that was on top of me.
What was it?
I mean, Fireball, Jim Beam, Woodford.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
You were mixing all that with Tito's vodka.
Tito's vodka. I've been already drinking since 12. Oh, my body was hurting on Sunday.
It was very sloppy. You've got to pick something and just stick with it.
You went golfing in that condition?
Yeah. And it started pouring down raining in the middle of it, and we quit.
You shouldn't have gone in the first place. He's a hell of golfing. I'm sleeping.
So is T-Scam in love, or do you think this is something they'll probably, you know, fizzle
out
in a couple of years?
They're in love.
Gotcha.
They're in love.
Well, you need to get that.
Does she know that he's a bad gambler?
Yes. I would hope so. We made it this far.
Has she listened to True Degenerates?
She has, yes.
Is True Degenerates dead, or what is it?
No, we're taking a hiatus during the summer because, we're not going to talk baseball.
Texas says, that's exactly what I would want as a bachelor party gift, a picture of Mitch's freckled ginger face staring at me from the side of my cup while I try to drink Miller Lite. Texas says, I thought the story would be more fun.
I'm sorry it wasn't fun. That's what I said at the beginning of the show, is I had a great weekend. I would love to go back and do it again and maybe slow down on the drinking.
The Tito's, yeah.
So I remember everything. Because I don't think I did anything embarrassing. Like, when I black out, I'm like a robot. Like, I'm just, like, I'm in default settings. Like, I'm still me, but you could tell, like, I'm not there.
Texas says, Doug Cocktail Hour. Texas says, Mitch was a wolf pack of one. Texas says, Mitch plus gambling plus alcohol disaster. Mitch needs help. I mean, there is a part of that that I understand. Texter in a row. You ready for this? MAGA wedding, down goes Frazier.
Did you fall at all?
No.
Okay, good.
No, like I said, I don't think I embarrassed myself.
You don't know.
No, I need to talk to someone and be like, what happened?
What did you and your buddies talk about at golf?
Yeah.
Like, that's what, like, the next day, guys,
you
are talking.
It.
Yeah, you're talking golf. You're reliving things. That hasn't happened.
No, I probably should have brought it up.
Yeah, you like, hey, what happened to me last night? That's the first thing I would have said. Like, where golf was like, hey, I blacked out. What happened? What did I do? Did I do anything stupid? What did, you know, did I say something awful to an old lady? Like, what happened?
I can't believe I blacked out, though. I call it browned out because you don't fully black out. Like, I remember. Right. I remember 95% of everything. It's the 5% I'm trying to figure out.
When you walked away, then you walked back, and the dance floor was empty.
I mean, I remember dancing.
Did you dance with the young lady?
I don't think so. I don't. If I did, I don't remember that. But
did
I remember going on the dance floor.
Did you take your shirt off?
Like, everything off?
Yeah. Or,
no.
Yeah. Did you take
a t-shirt?
Okay.
You took off the dress shirt, and you're in a t-shirt. I've done that before.
No. I did lose part of my suit, but they didn't charge me for it, so I'm thankful for that.
Right? That you know of. You just took it back and gave it to him.
Yeah,
whatever
it could have been anyone's suit.
Did you slow dance at all? Any slow dancing?
No. What I remember on the dance floor, I can't remember what song was playing, but it was not a slow dance song.
Well, why are you groaning over
there? I mean,
but you've had a wife for a number of years.
But even when I went to weddings when I was single, you still dance with something. Like, you dance with a girl. You try your best. And damn it, I slow danced with some girls.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, it's not very pretty. I look like Frankenstein. very stiff.
I can't wait for the pictures to come out, though. I'll send you guys if there's any good ones on
there. I want to see some of these. Yeah, absolutely.
Texas says, I've heard this story a million times. Drunk Mitch did something and doesn't want to bring it up.
I think he would talk about it. He doesn't know what he did.
Well, I
would 100% talk about it.
During the break, Perrin on Friday was telling him, he's like, lock it up. Perrin's like, I'd lock it up. I'm like, dude, Perrin, you're like smooth with the ladies.
I
know. You
know
why?
Well, I thought
you're
I had a chance.
You're better looking than Mitch. You're an athlete. Like, I mean,
he's
what
a
are
man
we,
of the world.
Yeah, like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah,
I'm not comparing you two. Okay.
Perrin Johnson.
Yeah, Perrin's like, I lock it up. Like, yes, we know.
We know you would lock it up, Perrin.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. We.
Perrin
like I said,
locking it up, and like me or Mitch or someone like us locking up is very different things.
I either blacked out for an hour, or I was talking with my friends so long that for like everyone left, and I just didn't notice it.
He just walked away.
Texas
from
says,
me.
"I'm just tuning in for the first time today. How many recycled KSR takes has Strebel had?" Well, none.
None.
He's been busy today.
We've been talking Baffert. We've been talking...
Kind of.
We've been talking actually more Kentucky football than basketball.
How much are you guys mailing it in at school? Especially
not,
middle
not
school.
Not really.
I mean, no, you got to.
No, not
what
really.
What do you have? You have 9 days left?
Yeah, 9 days left.
I mean, come on. How
today.
Many movies? I
Man,
mean, come
no.
on. When do the movies pick up? Next week? When next
like
Wednesday?
Thursday, Friday.
Next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Well, Thursday, Friday.
Thursday, Friday,
Thursday,
movie
Friday.
Day?
Yeah, maybe a little movie day on Thursday and Friday next
What movie
week,
are you thinking?
I don't know yet.
Have you thought about it?
No, not really. I'll ask them, see what they want.
Do you have a
like,
DVD player? Or do you have to bring,
no.
or do you have to bring a TV into the room?
I cast that stuff.
You cast
we
it.
We do a little Chrome casting.
Oh,
I
wow.
I got that Disney Plus, that Netflix account. I just put it up on the screen. Boom.
It's your account?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dangerous. Don't do that.
There's nothing
don't,
on it.
Don't do that.
There's
don't,
nothing
don't,
on it.
Don't do that.
No, I've done it before. There's nothing
don't
on there.
Don't do that. I know a guy.
Yeah?
He had videos.
Oh.
Saved on his, you know, what,
his account.
Whatever, all the stuff,
yeah,
all the accounts you have now.
Up, yeah.
He had a young lady over.
Oh, no.
A video popped up.
Oh.
How about that?
Oh, no.
It's the opposite of Mitch.
Oh. I don't know who I feel more sorry for today, Jack or Mitch.
Well, do we?
I don't know.
Do we replay the Jack sound
for the new audience? Yes.
I mean, I'm horrified by that sound.
I am too. But
it's
I think
Dan Issel grilling Jack Grossman.
You about his love life?
You want to do that next?
Yeah, I think people need to hear it in the 5 o'clock hour.
Dan Issel grills Jack Grossman about his love life next.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I think if Strebel got married to someone, even if it was, you know, a friend or acquaintance, if you did this, I think you would fall in love. That's what I think.
Yeah, no, you're right. I
just want to pay less taxes, so I just want to get married.
And James Strebel.
What a sad thing to say.
No,
that's such a Mitch thing to say.
That's so sad.
That's such a Mitchell Hannigan thing to say.
I want to get married, so I pay
less taxes. So it's not for love or anything like that?
No.
It's just a tax reason?
You just have benefits being married.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Coming up in the show, I should say, not too easy to say. Reminder, Reds baseball coming your way at 6:05 tonight, so we'll go to 6:05, get you ready for that. The matchup of the Reds and the Pirates.
Ooh.
You can only catch it right here on ESPN 680, 105.7.
Your one-stop shop for the Reds.
For the Reds.
Yeah.
We are where you want to go. Okay, so a couple different things I want to get to. You ready for this?
Yes.
Things that we're not going to get to because I want to get to other things.
Right.
Is the last person in the world you want a happy Mother's Day from Bobby Petrino?
Oh,
Bobby Petrino wished mothers a happy birthday.
Yeah.
And I just got thinking that's got to be one of the last guys on Earth.
Yes.
All of Earth.
He's top five. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, honestly.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Speaking of, was yesterday a bad day for Antonio Cromartie?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, what do you do in that situation when you have
so many kids? Yeah,
yes,
I do not know.
In your life. A lot of presents being sent around, I'm sure.
I don't know if Jack Grossman is there, Mitch. We need to play that sound, but this is also funny. Diener said this today. Dan McDonald and Louisville Baseball are going to send process swag since he had to run their doubleheader on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah. The
oh,
only
wow.
two games that he's run all year, Jack Grossman's ran every other
like
game.
Every game
every
all
other,
season.
And he also despises Sean Moss.
And he's going to get no swag.
Wow. What's a
poor Grossman.
Why does
I don't know.
Process get swag?
I have no idea. KSR Bar is going to have the UK members of the UK volleyball team there.
I saw
there.
That. Yes.
I'm sure you did.
Well,
that's something I'm sure you
not
did
because
see.
Of
Are you and Kellen going?
What is it?
I don't know.
No, probably not.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
I don't know what it is.
Mitch, find that out if you don't mind.
Yeah, I know who will be there.
Who?
Larry Vaught.
He's on vacation.
Yeah, he's
right
in
now.
Key West,
he's
brother.
He's coming back just for that.
He might be. And do we want to give the lock news?
Yes.
Because Mitch hasn't heard this. Mitch, you are going to be in love. I think he cleared that we could talk about this, right?
He did. He said he's going to give us content.
Okay. Okay.
In our DMs.
Okay. So we are clear to talk about this then.
But we had to say something nice to him first.
We did.
Because we were kind of crushing him.
So, Mitch, are you ready for this?
I
think you're going to love it.
I cannot wait. I'm thinking big here, so hopefully it's –
Well, no, this is not just a normal UK recycled take that he's had, right?
Oh.
No,
okay,
it's not.
We've been there, done that.
Right.
Right? But it has to do with, in a roundabout way, it has to do with that.
Yep.
Here's the news. Locke's oldest daughter has finally made her college
oh, boy.
Decision. and she's going to UK.
That's awesome. That
and
is
this,
awesome.
And this sorry SOB is going to have a UK dad shirt.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to have a Lexington. I mean, when he goes to Lexington and he moves and there's his yoga pants everywhere, Locke's going to die there.
He's going to fall in love.
I don't even care about that. I'm just caring about McLean money funding Coach
John
Cal
Calipari.
Private yeah. plane rides.
That's yeah. exactly what I told him. Because he's like, I'm going to be cutting this fat check to UK. I was like, you do realize that that check's going to fund John Calipari's salary.
Yeah.
Right, Locke? He didn't answer back.
No, he knows.
He knows. He
so
knows.
How's that?
That's great.
How great is that?
Oh, it was so good.
Of all places. Honestly, of all places.
Yeah, because we were going back and forth, and it got a little heated between us a little bit, but, you know, we're still fine. It's
again,
it's whatever.
The weekend that Strebel buries his beloved grandmother
yep.
was the weekend that Locke decided to just completely hijack our DMs and just crush Stoops and
yeah.
crush Cal and just go through all the things you heard for years.
Everything UK. You just had to get it out of his system.
Nothing's been updated, though, in the last year and a half.
Nothing.
And when we pointed out, well, Ethan Moore thinks Louisville football is going 6-1 at home, he goes, he knows he's just being silly.
Yeah, he just being.
Ethan knows he's just being silly.
Did you see all the blowback? That tweet got blowback. And I'm like, then he went and started arguing with Ethan on Twitter just
great.
To prove how unbiased he is.
Is the
reality check for everybody.
Is the oldest daughter doing this on purpose? Because I know she was like looking at some more expensive schools. So is she just doing this to spite Locke?
I don't think so.
No,
I mean, I would hope so. But no, I don't think she knows any of the addiction that her father has or had, at least,
yeah.
of bashing UK athletics. I really don't.
John Calipari
don't.
In particular.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think she knows
I really
that.
Don't.
It wasn't – no, it's. I don't think it was like a vindictive thing, like get back at dad. I don't think it was that at all. Locke said he was impressed with UK. He did. I almost fell out of my chair when I read
great.
That.
Get like, those student tickets.
I was actually impressed.
Well, that's where I wanted to go.
He's going to go Saturday. He's going to see those sundresses on a Saturday. He's going to go to Keeneland. He's gonna be a UK
When's
fan.
You've never been to Keeneland.
I haven't, but I know what's there. I can't go to Keeneland because I would not
Why?
Make it. Because I wouldn't make it to the football game. I'd be Mitch like he was
Why
on Saturday
Why don't we just
night.
Go to Keeneland? Why don't we just go to Keeneland?
Because it's supposed to be the whole day. You're supposed to go to
you
Keeneland.
You don't have to go to Keeneland
and
Kroger Field the
would,
same day.
I would like to go to Keeneland, but that's what.
But why don't we go? We can do a remote up there.
I'd do a remote in Keeneland, especially this.
Would you?
Yeah, this summer.
Would you have to show up at 5 o'clock, though? You'd have to take off many hours of work.
Well,
I mean, it's not easy just getting to Lexington and just flying into Keeneland.
When's it? Do they have any races over the summer?
I don't know when.
I don't know when
their meets are. Ah, great point.
I'm off in
there.
Two
you
weeks,
go.
So we can go to Keeneland.
What's the summer of Strebel going to be like? Have you thought about it?
I haven't really thought about it. I'm you know it's going to be
because last year was great for you. The pandemic was fantastic.
It worked out well for me because I wasn't
did.
Forced to go anywhere. I could just stay home and just have alcohol delivered to me and just sit.
You did take like three vacations though.
Two. I'm only doing one vacation this year.
What I heard from an inside source on Big Easy.
Oh.
He's always on vacation.
Oh.
That's all I can say. Oh, it's great.
Well, you know.
Okay, is Grossman there? Mitch, is Grossman there?
He is, but he's filling in for Patty Ice.
Where'd Patty Ice go?
He went home because he was feeling a little sick.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad he was in the office. Boy. Yeah, that's great. Glad I talked to Patty Ice today.
Did he have the vaccine?
Yeah.
Is he vaccinated?
Has he been vaccinated?
I think he's gotten his first shot, but it's a sinus infection.
That's what he said, is a sinus infection.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. Well, that's sad, because now we can't have Crean on to discuss
Keeneland,
the sound.
Keeneland closed until October.
Oh
Louis Rabeau. Go to hell, Louis.
That's a shot in the gut.
Go to hell.
He's going to that private cars where he's going to.
He's
weekend.
Going to land of Lamar Jackson.
He is, Baltimore.
One of the best running backs, I mean quarterbacks in the entire NFL.
Whoa.
I saw a tweet about that I meant to send you over the weekend.
Really?
They said he was a running back. I'm like, guys.
Still.
It wasn't a Louisville fan.
Okay, well.
It was just a random jackass,
okay.
But it was not a Louisville fan.
Okay, well, thank you
so
for that. It's been 2 years.
Give him some sort of credit there.
Can we please move on?
437-9680. Do we have any other Baffert sound we want to play? I am legit upset. In fact, Mitch, can you get the Donald Trump message? I find this to be the bow on everything. I am interested only in now the coverage of this.
Yeah, how he's treated going forward.
Yes, yeah. Yes, and how combative he is. And the Bob Baffert story, we've tried to find some sort of fun in, given that I'm not attached to him. I think he's an awesome trainer. But obviously, I did love – he had his press conference on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I could just imagine it's Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah,
the amount of people that were pissed off. Well, also the amount of people that had to be pissed off, they had to work that day.
Oh, yeah.
Except for Sully. Sully was ready.
He was ready to go.
No bad, but they started the press conference, and someone's phone went off.
Oh,
you know, the generic iPhone ring.
Yes.
Whatever. People know when you hear that generic iPhone ring, and I'm like, guys, what are we doing
here?
Turn it
off.
Bob Baffert's talking about losing a Kentucky Derby.
and your phone's going off. I mean, turn it off. Are you not a professional? But there were people out there for Mother's Day. I know people that went out there for Mother's
Who?
Day.
Who? Big Easy. Well, who did you know that went out
someone
there?
Someone that I work with.
Okay.
Went out there for Mother's Day. I didn't. Yeah. I was like,
why didn't you go out there? Would your wife like something like that?
I think it's
about $100. I don't know if it's $100 a person. That's nothing to you.
You know, I'm throwing all this.
Maybe it's 50.
Catholic school money around.
Maybe it's 50.
Yeah, I might. You know, I heard about that. And I was like, you know what? That does sound like fun. Maybe next year we can do that.
How about that?
It in the back of my brain. Yeah, for
did
next
you?
Year. I did. Back of my mind.
I don't think
year.
you'll take advantage of that.
We'll see.
Mitch, go ahead here. Had you found Donald Trump's response to potential juicing in horse racing?
Yes, it's a statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America. So now even our Kentucky Derby winner, Medina Spirit, is a junkie. This is emblematic of what is happening to our country. The whole world is laughing at us as we go to hell on our borders, our fake presidential election, and everywhere else.
Horses are junky.
Yeah, but Baffert gave to his election, and maybe re-election.
I think there was a... some type of connection between those two.
Well, he gave money.
He donated money.
I'm pretty sure that's like documented. He gave money, but that's fine. But
stab in the back.
Yeah, but yeah, what's going on there? Is Trump stabbing him in the back? People think Trump may think the horse did something wrong.
Like the horse was voluntarily taking.
Well,
drugs.
Does Trump think the horse did something nefarious?
It sounded like he called the horse a junkie. I mean, that would indicate that he thinks the horse
is
doing
Medina
drugs.
Spirit a junkie.
Could that be a poll question?
I don't know who Trump's blaming. I need to know who he's blaming.
It sounds like he's blaming the horse.
He doesn't blame Baffert.
Baffert's name never
He's already
mentioned.
Got Baffert's money.
That's true.
I mean, he's already got Baffert's
but
money.
But he might have had
point.
To ask for it again.
If he runs again,
he may have to go back to Baffert and say, hey.
You think Bevin's going to run again?
No, I think we'll never hear from Bevin.
I don't know, man. I thought there was something in the CJ might run again.
Really?
You don't live over there anyway.
You're right. I don't live over there. But there's anybody that I know would never win a political election against him. Is that guy?
You sure?
Yeah, I would think so.
You sure?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
I would say
Daddy Bashir's war is welcome out.
Even with Bashir, I think that people would still look at
Mitch.
Bevin
what
like,
do you think?
Idiot, no.
You think?
Bevin have a chance?
You think Bevin could carry Callaway County?
Probably.
Yeah, I think you're. Yeah. I think you're probably right.
Oh, Bashir's starting to lift the restrictions a little bit. He's trying to get.
Oh yeah, we're so thankful.
Yeah, Drew and the Pools might be back before Memorial Day.
Texas Keeneland's only open in April and October.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't know that. Keeneland's schedule.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why are they so selective? They be open.
Texas says, I saw Locke and his wife at the Shelbyville Horse Show on Friday. They look like Elmer Fudd and Miss America. Texas says, Hannah told Pat to come home.
Elmer Fudd.
I'm telling you, the office was hell today.
Was it? What was all going on? Pat was sick.
No, Pat's sick, and Diener's sad. Diener is as sad as possible. Or this Baffert stuff.
I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know. Condolences, Diener? I don't know what to say. He's sad. I don't know.
Texas says, do we pass over Mitch saying he wanted to go to UK? Yeah.
Yeah, Yeah.
And they didn't give him any money.
So he went to U of L, and he's now a U of L fan, kind of.
Texas says, do we ever get parents' thoughts on Strebel's looks versus Drew Franklin? Oh, yeah, we did on Friday.
Oh.
Yeah.
What would he say? Well, I mean,
you know what he said.
I know what he said, but yeah. that's fine. Yeah, that's okay. That's his opinion.
No one thinks you're as good looking as Drew Franklin. You're the only one.
No.
I hate to do this to you.
I disagree.
You think there's more.
Yeah.
Your wife would pick Drew Franklin.
She would not.
100%
she would. She kicked dirt on Drew Franklin. Get out of here.
You like that, Mitch? She kicked dirt on Drew Franklin. I mean, you know you're wrong on this one.
I'm not.
Your wife would pick Drew Franklin.
No, she wouldn't.
She would, Strebel.
No, she wouldn't. 100% she wouldn't. What did Drew Franklin become like Brad Pitt?
That's a great question.
When's he like the handsomest man in Kentucky?
This bit has really
like I don't understand
overblown his look.
Yeah, like he's like just oh god, Leonardo DiCaprio or Drew Franklin.
He's just a Kentucky man.
So what? There's a lot of Kentucky men out there. Doesn't mean was he the end all be all of handsome good looks?
Well, he's not. We're just making one comparison.
Apparently, my wife would just take her clothes off if Drew fucking walked in the building. That's what we're saying. That we're insinuating here.
First of all, save that for the mixtape. No, it's not. She would just make that choice.
I guarantee you 1,000%. I would lay all my life savings on your desk right there. That if you had a picture of him and a picture of me, who do you find more attractive? She ain't picking him.
That guaranteed. Was a lie.
You all right? You hit that button until your finger falls off. It ain't happening. I'll tell you right now.
Oh, Dexter, does Drew Franklin enjoy bike riding?
I don't know what he enjoys. He enjoys acting like he's 20.
Take your sip. Go ahead. Take your sip of Busch Light. Well, you act like you're 45. There's a difference.
I'm closer in age to that than he is in 20s.
Texter, Keeneland and Churchill can't be open at the same time. Why not?
Why not? Yeah, what rule is that? Who laid that rule down? Bob Baffert?
Did Louis Rabeau and Bob Baffert come up with that rule? How sad is Fred Cowgill? I can't get over it.
I see this interview.
Texter, round daddy, bless your heart.
That's fine.
Texter says, Drew was a mile for Kentucky branded LMAO. You know what? No, LMAO to that person for knowing that and using that.
I have no idea what that means. He's a model? If he was a model for Kentucky branded, excuse me. I apologize. Kentucky branded. I was a model for Kohl's. How about that?
Texas says, I bet Drew Franklin owns his own mitt.
Well, how much does he use it? And I like Drew Franklin. He's a fine person, but I'm not enough of this slander. Like I'm some troll. And he's a prince.
I don't think you've ever talked
like
to him.
Like, I'm Shrek. I haven't. I mean, he seems like a nice guy.
You
like,
called yourself Shrek. You call it on with caller Emily, you called yourself hairy and not attractive.
Because I'm trying to defuse the situation. I'm trying to move on from, like, this idea that she's in love with me. Yeah, I had to call myself ugly.
Texter's Drew Franklin in need of a mitt. Let's play the Grossman sound. This is the saddest sound that I don't like playing, but I don't know what else to do. Do you understand that? I have to. Yeah, I don't know what else to do. It's a new audience.
Yeah.
It's Dan Issel pestering Jack Grossman. It's in 4 or 5 different sound bites. Mm. It's going to be in the sound bracket next March. I mean, it's going to be a high seed in the sound bracket next March.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Now, we know so little about you, Crane. You're kind of an enigma. Are you married?
No.
You're not married, so your wife didn't go. Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I am very much single right now.
Okay. Have you ever had a date?
Yes.
But not recently.
Not recently.
No. Okay. Well, we're gonna work on that. We're gonna get you a date, but that might be a little harder. but we'll work on that. I've got some things in mind. Now let's get back to this date thing. You, if we get you a date, we'll set it up on a dinner. I'll get a. Let me work on this, but if we get you a date, would you go on a blind date just for dinner? We'll get you. I'll spring for it.
That's good.
We'll get a decent restaurant in town. I've got one in mind. I'll make a few calls. But if we get you a blind date to go to dinner at a nice restaurant, would you do that?
Absolutely.
Now, how old are you?
23.
23, and how tall are you?
6'2"-ish.
Okay, 6'2"-ish, so that means 6'1". And how much do you weigh?
Too much.
Now, don't say that. We won't get anybody to bite on this blind date idea. We're going to get this done. I'll work on it this afternoon, and then we'll come up with a way for someone to win a blind dinner date
with the cream man.
With the cream man. And you're up for it, all right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. We got to figure out how to do that short of chloroforming somebody. I don't know how we'll be able to come up with somebody, but we'll get it done. Can you talk about anything besides sports?
I can try. No, I can.
Okay, all right. He's 6'1". He's 6'1", he's way overweight, and he can't talk about anything but sports. Now, how are we going to get him a date?
Oh. The chloroform, man.
Oh.
Gosh. I mean, this poor guy.
Issel doesn't realize what he's done. What do you think Dan Issel is doing right now? It's like probably betting Santa Anita. I like Jeff Ruby's. And Crean's over here producing his third show of the day.
His third show of the day?
With Scotty D.
Yeah.
Yeah, this will just not realize just the haymakers that has been thrown upon Crean.
It'll make me very sad if Issel doesn't follow through with this.
Oh, no,
like, at this point, like, Issel has got to. He's got
to
follow through on this now. He's got to get the restaurant. He's got to get dates or something. He has to follow through for Crean.
I mean, Issel's a powerful man.
He is.
I mean, when he calls for a restaurant, it's going to be the best table in the house.
Yes.
Right?
He's going to have it set up. Now, he's got to do it, though. He can't just leave our man Crean hanging. He's got to help the guy out. He's going to put this all on the table. He's got to produce.
Mitch, if they're done there, we have an extra couple minutes here because we're going to 6:03 or whatever we need to go to. Actually, do we need to take a short break here? We do, don't we?
Yes, we
okay,
do.
Okay, you want to take a short break
yeah,
here and then we'll wrap
Crino.
Things up on the other end? Yeah, I figured Ennis would be out of there. It's 5:57.
Yeah,
he's done. Ennis
he's
is,
gone.
He's sprinting out to the minivan.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he's doing. Take a break. We'll talk with Grossman next.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
I understand.
Yeah. I'm not going to push him to do it, but if he wants to do it, I will. I'll absolutely do it. I get a free meal and I get to talk to a woman. It works.
It's a win-win.
It's
for
a
you.
Win-win. I can't.
What
lose.
Would you talk to a woman about?
I don't know.
That's a great, yeah, and I don't know either.
I'd ask her about whatever the heck she does, and then just keep asking her questions and keep her talking and try to say as little as possible.
No, you got to talk. You got to show her that personality.
Yeah.
That you got a great personality.
Just don't bring up, you know, IU basketball.
Yeah, no, I won't talk about IU basketball. Yeah. I won't talk about the Cubs, and I won't talk about South Park.
Don't talk about Javi Baez or Josh Newton. It was Josh Newton, right?
Greg Newton.
Was it Josh Newton or Greg Newton? The player for Indiana basketball.
Yeah, for IU basketball. Oh. I'm pretty sure it was Greg Newton.
I thought it was Josh. I thought it was Joshua.
I won't talk.
I would have lost all.
I won't talk South Park.
Yeah, no, it was Greg Newton.
Oh, man.
I just saw LeBron James go down in pain. I can just think of Mark Scott going, ah!
Or no, we were both wrong. It's Jeff Newton. I mean, Greg Newton was the Duke one. Jeff Newton was the IU basketball.
I knew Greg wasn't right. I think Josh Newton's someone I went to high school with.
Actually. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I think that's what that is now that I get to think about it. All right, what? Give us your take on Baffert. Go ahead. What's your take on Bob Baffert?
I mean, if he's guilty, then that ruins everything, right?
No, it doesn't ruin anything.
My big thing is, I'm intrigued. Intrigued about what people think of the Derby, because you have two of the last three Derbies where now the horse that crossed the finish line first wasn't actually the horse that won. If he does, in fact,
people don't remember two years ago. They move people on. Have no idea.
Yeah,
you see, people love the Derby. They showed that about 10 times on the broadcast last Saturday.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. I'm just saying it doesn't matter.
They'll still watch the Derby next year. Yeah, it's not going to hurt anything.
I hope. I mean, there's no hope.
They're going to watch it.
Okay, good.
There it is. Well, Mitch struck out this weekend, too. He was going to talk.
I struck out a woman, but I won $200 at the casino on Wednesday.
You what? Oh, you did.
Good for you.
I had a good night on that front.
Well, yeah, Mitch was very happy that on Wednesday night he was doing LSL while you were at the Bats game. So that was
Reds and 30.
Yeah, that he was not happy. Yeah.
What was in your fishbowl?
Texas says Crane's going to ask her about the pick and roll defense.
Yes, absolutely. Cherry Long Island was in the fishbowl.
Okay, there we go.
It was Crane, you have beautiful eyes. Have you ever eaten a large pizza in one sitting?
10 seconds.
No.
You did this, Reeble.
Five, four.
Three seconds.
Reds, Pirates, next.
Feel the heat.